West Side School, Trayton here. I'm your host for today. Here with me is
Harper,
Wyatt,
Carson,
and Tariq.
Get ready to have some fun. This is episode 4 of TV West Saves the World. Let's get into it. Here's the man of the hour, sweeter than flowers, Carson here with the sports update.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
All right, so what's going on in sports right now? We have a game this Friday.
Be there.
Yeah, be there, support. It'll be a good time. And it's one of the last games. Football. Sorry, I should have probably added that. This is one of the last games, I think, right?
Yeah, because we're in the playoffs now.
Mm-hmm. And
so if we win,
yeah,
we keep going. But if we lose, we're donezo.
Oh. Yeah.
Come on, we gotta
That's
believe, guys.
That's how the playoffs work.
All right. And then wrestling starting up in a few weeks. I think the tryouts are happening right now. So
no tryouts.
No tryouts?
They don't do tryouts. You just join.
Yeah. Oh, you just join? You could just go?
Let's go.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So swimming also starts. When does that start?
It's about the same time as wrestling.
Okay. So just go find the coaches for that and... Yeah, it's pretty much all for sports right now.
And now, here's America's sweetheart, that lovable scamp, Mr. Baca, here to give you some advice.
All right, folks.
I don't know how much we did to introduce this segment already. Have you done any of that work?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Well, before we get started, we should just explain that if anybody wants any of their hard-to-tackle issues related to surviving the experience of West High School, they can send those questions either to our Instagram or SoundCloud accounts. In any of those places, we will find your question. And today, we got a real doozy. And this comes from... It's a very classic and excellent way to start off our advice piece, and it says as follows. I am a junior here at West, and I have a crush on my best friend. Yeah, can you believe that, Trayton?
Ooh.
Oh my God.
We're not done. We have known each other since middle school, and I'm afraid that if I tell him, it will make things weird. What do I do?
Oh, if it's a guy, you're probably chill.
Just tell him.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Seems to
lay it on gently.
We want to just emphasize clearly and for the record that TV West Saves the World does not in any way endorse kidnapping or any other criminal activity. This is a classic problem that just about everybody is going through at least one point in their life. And here's the deal. In your adult space, it's probably going to be sort of complicated, especially if, for example, it's someone you have to go to work with every day.
Yeah.
But when you're a teenager, when you're going to high school, you got to understand this is a very small part of your life. You're not going to see these people for very long anyway, so you may as well just take the chance. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I understand. Okay.
Yeah, I like that. I think that's pretty good advice.
Now, it could kind of make things weird. That is a risk, though I think it's pretty low risk. Furthermore, I would say that... Oh, there's a weird sound. Furthermore, I would say that there's like more than 2,000 people in this school, so plenty of places to make new friends if this one ain't working out. Anybody else want to add their bit of wisdom to that simple yet common high school dilemma?
I think you should just ask them, like, the worst that happens is they say no, and then just, you know, just don't talk to them again. Or they say yes, and you're in love now, so.
Can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Well, if you have a question, you had some, Tariq?
No.
You're good?
Yeah.
All right, so if you have a question for TV West Saves the World, you just put it in the comments, send us a direct message either on Instagram or on the TV West Saves the World SoundCloud, and we'll be back at you next time with more sage advice.
By Baca.
With Mr. Baca.
With Mr. Baca, I agree.
Okay, thank you, Baca. Very cool.
Now we have Harper with the school news, and it shows.
Okay, so we have a tardy policy, if you didn't already know. There's going to be, like, random tardy sweeps, and then the teachers are going to lock their doors, and then if you get caught, then you have to have lunch attention. So basically just go to class on time. And then we also, term 2 starts next week.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. What did you guys think of this term?
This term?
I didn't like it.
Light work.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wasn't light work.
It was all right.
I'm taking a lot of art classes, so light work.
I'd say about a mid-tier to high tier.
I'd agree with that more, actually.
Yeah. If we had a term tier list, I'd give it like a solid C.
Because of this term, I have cried every day. Yeah. So I think it's good. It's going really well.
Good job, West High.
Yeah.
Thanks, West High.
Also, tardy policy is just like punishing kids for doing wrong things, which I don't believe in. You know, there have been a couple times where I have honestly been late because like the Alberto's line was too long or parking was an issue. And I'm an honest 5 minutes late and you're really trying to like give me lunch detention.
Yeah. Another thing I'm not a fan of is after you've gotten caught by a hall sweep a couple of times, what they actually end up doing is they literally put you in in-school like suspension.
And lock
you
in
the room.
Which doesn't make sense.
Like
you shouldn't be able to
No. What doesn't make sense to me is you're sweeping them because they're missing class, and then their punishment is just missing more class by suspending them.
Thank you, Ford White.
Well, also, like,
hashtag isn't chill.
Isn't this a thing where they'll, like, keep you after school? I think that's stupid.
Yeah, you can do that.
I think you shouldn't be able to do that.
It's 30 minutes, and then an hour, and then 2 1-hours. Like, I got a job, like...
Yeah.
You guys can't keep me.
I mean, I don't think they legally can, but I don't know. I'm not going to say anything.
Also, especially with, like, younger kids and stuff, like, their parents are going to get so mad. Like, they're going to be like, you kept my kid after school. Are you kidding me?
Imagine, like, an Elbert.
And then, like, the school's going to get in trouble.
I want to start a protest where all 3,000 kids at West High just, like, stand on the South Lawn and just don't move.
That's what happens every day.
No. Like, every single... And then they'll be like, you guys have to go to class. But there's only, like, 100-plus, like, admins. How are they going to, like, organize moving 300 kids?
We need 3,000.
That's a lot.
We outnumber them.
Okay, stop.
No, not a riot. I just...
Just a peaceful protest. We all just go to the South Lawn, and we don't go to class. The more we can get, I think the more likely it is to convince them that they shouldn't continue with this policy, or if they do want to continue, I think they should change the protocol they take towards this policy.
All right,
what's the date?
Peace.
But there are like kids who just
don't.
But I feel like those kids don't care either way. Like,
yeah.
I think what you should do.
Those are the kids with like D's and F's.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think what they should do is when they sweep you, they should like check your ID. Or, like, they should, like, check your lunch number or ID number, see what your average attendance and grades are, and based off of that, they can determine what to do
with it. That's a good idea. Like, if you're gonna go that far to, like, put someone in, like, detention or, like,
Because
or just something.
Yeah, exactly. Just
because here's the thing. The hall sweeps, they're not going to be huge. At most, they're probably getting 50 kids.
Also,
so there's no reason they couldn't do that.
That's a lot.
Extend.
That's actually quite a bit.
No, that's at
lunches.
Most.
Lunches aren't long enough to go off campus and get food, and I don't dare want to touch the West Heights, like, cafeteria food. So, like... I would be game for getting out at 3 for having an hour-long lunch.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that either,
like,
honestly.
I feel like that would be very nice.
Like, half an hour extra, but a whole hour lunch.
Also, this has been discussed a lot, but school should start later. That's all I'm saying.
Definitely.
Yeah, I definitely think that's something we need to do. I think late start should just be, like, a permanent thing.
Yeah.
9:30 is a little, like...
A little much, but, like, I think 8:30 is realistic.
It's so much better.
I think...
7:45? No.
Okay.
It's not in the...
Because here's the thing. If we were to take, like, the extra hour from all of the late starts off and throw it into other days... Like, over the 180-day span or whatever we have of school, I think that could rack up to a couple of weeks of, like, shorter days. Shorter days.
Yeah. Here's my argument for that. Would you stay up later, though, knowing that you have more time to sleep?
Exactly.
That's exactly what I would do, though.
No, I'd go to bed at the same time regardless of...
Yeah, I feel like that wouldn't change when I go to bed.
Yeah, me too.
But it's just, like, so hypocritical because, like... Schools will be like, it's scientifically proven that kids don't need this score much sleep better because they don't get enough sleep and they're sleep deprived and teenagers are sleep deprived. But then they're just like, but like, it's fine. Like, it's fine.
It's obviously
we'll just
their
like
phones.
Not do anything
okay,
about it.
Great, great topic. Now let's move on.
Okay, that's it.
And now for our government approved vibe check. Here's the man of the hour, Wyatt.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Vibe check.
Feeling fine, better than not being alive, I guess. I couldn't think of a rhyme.
I'm feeling pretty wavy right now. I don't know how to describe it.
I'm feeling like a 4 out of 10.
Damn.
I'm vibing
40%?
Right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm just glad
I'm not in prison right now, because that would suck.
How come?
Well, I'm 17, so that means I can go to like big boy prison now, and I'm just glad I'm a free citizen.
You heard it here first, folks. Wyatt is a big boy now.
No, I'm just saying like I could go to adult jail.
That's kind of scary.
And they got like...
Don't drop your soap. Sorry.
Okay, can we just finish this
up? Vibe check.
Now here's Man About Town Tarek with our fact of the day.
Whales have knees.
That is not.
Is it beluga whales?
Beluga whales.
Oh
have
my
knees.
God! All right, we'll read.
Get it right.
Misinformed.
Okay.
Well, technically, okay. All whales have knees, but beluga whales just like.
Oh, okay. Well, let's just retry this.
They just show.
Now we need a fact.
Okay, guys, we can just use the same
can
one.
You
all right.
Not.
Fact of the day. Fact of the day, everybody. Beluga whales have like super visible knees.
Beluga.
All right, yeah, that's the fact of the day.
Well, the hourglass has been thrown at the brick wall, so our time is up. With me today was Tarek.
Hello.
Carson.
So.
Wyatt the big boy.
Pipe check.
Harper.
Hi.
Mr. Baca, who isn't here.
What the
and f- since I'll probably most likely never be on this show again, for the last time, I'm Trayton, and here is TV West Saves the World. See you later, Garf fans.